everybody together. Hail, hail, the gang is all here. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Richie, I don't know where he is. Was he around at all yesterday? Yeah, he was here for a while.
Is he going to CPAC today?
CPAC, yeah, that's a good way to spend some time. Okay. I think he said he was going to go there, yeah. Because one of the other people that happened to be on the same network, the originating network of this program is Radio America, which is where Richie is in Washington, where Michael is, and that's where the CPAC convention was. They have other folks on the network schedule. Roger Hedgecock, who's somebody that I happen to quite like, is on, and I think he was going to CPAC. Was he, Michael, was he going to CPAC? Michael's in the know.
I don't know.
And then the new woman. What's that woman's name that's on? From
Dana Loesch.
Dana, yeah. Is she going to go there?
I think so.
Yeah. I love a good Dana Loesch.
Really? I love bargains. I'm sitting here, Roberta, drinking from a large bottle of Smart Water. And I'm thinking to myself, the only thing smart about this are the people who figured out how to get me to pay as much money for a bottle of water as to pay for a gallon of gasoline. The only thing smart about this.
When you think about it, you're right. It costs more than a gallon of gasoline.
It does. Yeah. It's crazy. It's not crazy. It
tastes better, though.
Smart.
I remember when bottled water first came out, and I remember thinking to myself, who on earth would pay money to buy a bottle of water?
Answer? Everybody.
Yeah, right?
Nice.
Do you ever notice he's sometimes like that kid in class that misbehaves all the time?
Yeah, to get attention from the teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, Dougie, we see you over there.
Here's a shiny penny.
All right, Roberta,
on the head.
What's up from the Queen of Cheap today?
We got free Oreo cookies.
Ooh,
free copy paper. Free. We got a really good cheap deal on tulips. You got to get this for your lady friend, Doug.
Yeah.
And we have, believe it or not, do with tater tots.
I have to get a pair of crutches for my lady friend.
Tater tots.
In fact.
No, you should get her these flowers.
I should. Okay, I'll bring her some flowers. I'm going to go see her this weekend, so I'll bring her some flowers.
Love flowers.
So details behind these items and more with Roberta in 5, 6, 7 minutes. Later on in the hour, Jennifer has the television report. I noticed that Roberta will be interested in this. Her cousin, Mr. Facinelli, is actually going to be in Framingham this weekend filming a pilot for a new NBC comedy series. Why they're filming it in Framingham, I haven't the slightest idea, but I know that he's going to be here. Maybe you can call him. Come over to the farm and visit for a while.
You should go over and go over to Seton. We'll give you a tour.
Right. Very good.
Listen, Roberta, we'll give you a tour.
There you go.
We'll give you a tour.
Just so you know me.
So, Jennifer, what else have we got that's of interest for later on in the hour in the television report?
A surprising turn in the late night wars and new Ashton Kutcher gossip, Dougie.
Really?
Yeah.
Coming up, 11 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Why will the sanctions work or will they not? Stiffer U.S. and European penalties because of what's going on in the Ukraine could sting Russia's already slow-growing economy. The president had a one-hour conversation once again. He had an hour and a half last weekend. Yesterday he was on the phone with Putin for an hour. What do you suppose they talked about? What do you think?
The Dodgers, probably.
You think so?
Yeah, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. How would Putin be? It would actually be kind of funny.
A little stiff, maybe.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I don't know. I bet he's kind of like...
Russian idol.
Russian idol, yeah. I like the idea of that. No, I'm serious. What do you think? I'm going to at least one of the news media's overviews of what Obama said to Putin during their phone conversation.
He said, what the blank are you doing?
Well, he warned Putin, supposedly. Obama warned Putin that his country's intervention in the Crimea is a violation of Ukraine's sovereignty.
And Putin's saying, no, it's not. You should be part of us.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
He apparently urged Putin to embrace a diplomatic resolution which, quote, addresses the interests of Russia, the people of Ukraine, and the international community. As part of the resolution, governments of Ukraine and Russia would hold direct talks facilitated by the international community international monitors would ensure the rights of all Ukrainians. You think that? I'm surprised they stayed on the phone. I'm surprised Putin stayed on the phone for an hour. Honestly. Because he doesn't really have to and doesn't really want to. So I guess I'm wondering why. Not why Obama called him, but why would Putin listen to him?
Maybe he's being manipulative.
Putin's being manipulative?
Perhaps. I wouldn't trust him further than I could throw him, which isn't very far.
So we shouldn't trust Putin. I think you're the first person to ever suggest that.
I think so, too.
All right.
Now, write it down.
Write that down.
Right. Yeah.
In 8 years, you're going to put that up on Facebook going, Jennifer Horn knew it. We shouldn't trust Russia.
I should have listened to Jennifer more than I did.
Yep.
Wow. 888-302-3684. Quick comments from social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, about our interest in this area of the world. Kenny?
I don't see any more comments about that. There are a lot of comments about your airplane adventure the other day.
Really?
When you had asked about politicians abusing their power and not caring that they're making everybody late when
for those who may not have heard the conversation, I sat in an airplane for an hour and 10 minutes on the ground at Newark on Wednesday. When was it? What's today? Friday? It was Wednesday, right? Wednesday afternoon. And the reason that we sat on the ground is because Mr. Obama was flying into Logan Airport in Boston for a fundraiser. The fundraiser was set to begin at 6 o'clock. He flew in during the height of the rush hour, about 4:45. And so anybody that was on a plane that was supposed to land in Boston stayed in the air and circled around the airport for about 45 minutes. While Air Force One landed, they took the president off and got him through tunnels. All the streets were shut off. And so those of us who I needed to get back for a 7 o'clock meeting. Sat on the ground, didn't get into Boston until 20 after 6. So an hour plus of my life, everybody else on that plane, and everybody else on dozens of other planes that just got, they were just either in the air and they couldn't land or they sat on the ground. I'm sending a bill to the Democratic National Committee for an hour of my time.
Did you do it yet?
I didn't do it yet, but I'm going to. I have a special letterhead for these sorts of things. And I am going to send it to the Democratic National Committee. So, in essence, what I'm saying is that we ought not to take this sort of thing lying down. And that's why I just think all of the more people who can comment on this and have some sort of intelligent outrage, not just, but something that's intelligent, like, Mr. President, or whoever the chairman is now of the Democratic National Committee, are you thinking at all about the ramifications of these sorts of things, especially in Boston, where you could land the plane at the Air Force base that's 12 miles outside of Boston, Hanscom Field. Land the presidents, usually, when they come to town, have landed there. But because it was more convenient.
I don't know why presidents don't do that, actually. That seems to make a lot more sense to land at a military base, doesn't
it? If there's one close in.
Right.
But this was inconvenient because it would have taken an extra half hour to drive to the place where the fundraiser was. So let's screw up everybody's lives because we're more important than you are. And we'll land at the big international airport and screw up everybody's flights. And by the way, the flights that were on the ground, people trying to get out of there, they couldn't move either. Not only could I not take off in the plane I was in to go to Logan, all the planes that were scheduled to take off between 4:30 and 5:20 sat on the ground. With people, all right, you close the gate because the airlines have this scam. And they have this, we're going to report to the FAA about our on-time departures. As long as the door is closed and they're pushed off the gate, as far as the records are concerned, they're on time. So you can sit on your butt out on the end of the runway for 2 hours, but the plane, as far as records are concerned, whoop, off the gate, on time. So there's those shenanigans as well to deal with, at any rate. So you have these comments. What kind of comments you got, Kenny?
Nate says, come on, Doug. They all think of themselves as royalty, and we are the peons. Uh-huh. Get rid of them all, both parties.
I'm not sure I disagree with that.
Agree.
Go ahead.
Marie and Nancy both say, bill them. Let's see what
happens. Let's see if they send me any money or see if they send me a comment anyway. Yeah, go ahead.
And James says, what would happen if a heart was en route to an airport for a heart transplant and could not be delivered on time because the plane had to circle for an hour?
Mm-hmm. Excellent point. Mm-hmm. All right, all good points. Thank you for your comments. Jennifer's report's a half hour from now. Roberta's report on how to save money this weekend coming right up here on Good Day.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry, those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! That was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Massey, Wisconsin.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Brought to you by Kohl's, proud to recognize young volunteers for their commitment to service. You know, a young volunteer from 6 to 18 years of age making a difference in your community. Nominate him or her for Kohl's Cares Scholarship Programs. Top winners are going to get 10 grand in scholarships. Nominations open through the 14th of March. Don't wait. Go to kohlskids.com. All right, Roberta, let's have at it.
Oreo cookies. You love Oreo cookies? We have two. Count them. Two ways for you to get free Oreo cookies in the next couple of days. Sunoco A Plus customers can get a single serve Oreo cookies. We have a coupon for you. Good through today only. Go to DougStefan.com.
One cookie?
Well, it's like a 2 ounce. I think it's two cookies. It's a package.
It's a sample.
It's a sample of Oreos.
That's a big box.
Look, and hey, if you have a whole bag, you'll eat the whole thing. So better to have.
That's right. That's right.
Speak for yourself.
And then if you like open them up, then you'll have like four cookies. Turkey Hill also has a coupon for you for free Oreo cookies. That's good through tomorrow as well. So just go to DougStefan.com and you'll find out how to get these. Now, if you need copy paper, Staples has free hammer mill copy paper. It's free after the rebate. So you go in, you buy the paper, and then you get it back in a check that Staples will send you later on. Whole Foods, this is a great one. Three bunches of tulips today only for $10. That's 30 tulips.
30.
For $10.
That's 30 good. $10. Tulips. $10.
Today only. So this is great if you have a lady you want to impress or just get them for yourself, which is what I'm going to do. Sure. And a free e-cookbook, 12 easy tater tot casserole recipes. I had to put this
Yum.
In because it was so ridiculous. Yeah, like, really, people?
It's such a cult thing now, though, tater tots.
Tater tots, really?
Oh, my God.
Like, you lay them in a casserole, and you can make them, like, nacho style by pouring cheese and Mexican goop all over them. I mean, I looked at these,
and I
went...
I love Mexican goop.
Oh, but
we specialize
it's just
in Mexican goop here.
Delicious.
Check it out
tater
at DougStefan.com, 21 after the hour.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Together on American Idol 5 years ago, are reuniting for a 19-day North American tour kicking off in June at Chicago's United Center, wrapping up in July at the Meriwether Post Pavilion in Washington. Where is that, Michael?
Where's the post? Suburbs, I think.
Is it?
I think it's in Maryland.
This is like a natural match, I think.
Why?
Adam Lambert?
Yeah.
And Queen? Absolutely.
Yeah.
If anybody could play the Freddie Mercury role,
yeah,
it's Adam Lambert. No question.
Oh. He sings really, it got that loud.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Style.
He's
same style
that.
Voice.
Yeah, he's got the persona. You know, he's a natural performer. I mean, he really is an entertainer. He's incredible.
Yeah. All right, so, Michael, see if you can find We Are the Champions. This is the song that they put together. Brian May and Roger Taylor are the original members of Queen, and then they put Adam, as Roberta is suggesting, together with them to have Adam replace Freddie Mercury. And now that you mention it, yeah, I guess I can hear that.
I mean, it's no-brainer. Yeah. If they'd put someone else in there, you would question that.
Yeah.
And he's performed with them before.
Yeah.
Lambert.
Even on Idol, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
That's right, yeah. They 5 years ago, they were on Idol. Yeah.
So they did this song on Idol.
Yeah. Taylor says that Adam is the most incredible front man. He's a great diva, and I mean that in the best possible way. We need that theatrically. So I didn't get that about... I actually never really was a big follower of Adam Lambert's. Didn't know much about him until he became a judge. So I guess he's got, though, a pretty interesting background. How old is he? Late 30s? How old is Adam Lambert? Anybody
late
know?
Late 20s, probably.
In late 20s, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's not that old.
Performing.
He's probably 26, 27.
All right. So,
I thought he was the best thing that ever came out of Idol, quite frankly.
I remember. I wouldn't go that
remember,
far.
No,
I'm not
remember
sure.
Every week you'd wait to see what he was going to do?
I remember every week you'd wait to see what he was going to do.
Chris Allen won. It was like, are you really kidding me, people?
I was a fan
seriously?
Of Danny Gokey that season, I believe.
All right, so now Adam is on. He's on The Voice, right? Isn't that the show he's the judge on?
Adam? No, that's Adam Levine.
No, you're thinking of Adam
Levine. Oh!
I was wondering what judge you were talking about.
Yeah.
Ah.
There was talk about him being a judge on something. But...
And Adam Levine, yes, is in
ooh.
His late 30s.
Ah!
Welcome to 2014.
Thank you. We are? Is this 2014? No!
Surprise.
Really? All right, so last night, anybody watch American Idol?
No, I was watching. I was at Disneyland.
You were at Disneyland. American Idol last night, they had Phil Phillips singing his new single, Raging Fire.
All right, so he was the winner last year or 2 years ago?
Season 11.
Okay.
I would have been further back than that. Isn't
yep,
it the 14th year
ago.
American Idol? I think it's the 14th year. And then they had an Irish band called Codaline singing All I Want. Now, I haven't found anybody who knows anything about this band. But apparently, in order to get on to American Idol or any of these shows, mm-hmm. unless you were a participant, that is, if you were a winner and you have success, then you're on free. But if you're a band, no matter who it is, you pay $185,000 to $225,000 to get on and sing your song. Yeah. That's what they figure the exposure is worth. That's what they're doing now with The View. Some of the other daytime shows, I'm not sure Ellen does it, but some of the other, and Oprah never did it, but some of the other daytime shows have you pay to get on, whether you're selling music or movies or you're selling cookware, whatever it is.
Not payola.
So
if you want to hawk your movie, you have to pay.
Because they're upfront about it. It's not a secret. They're upfront about asking people to pay to get the exposure for these shows. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. I don't have to tell you guys how bad this winter has been. Cabin fever is a condition that afflicts us all on occasion. When the weather's too bad to go out or we're too sick to take a walk, we begin to feel cooped up, anxious, or depressed. Often people work too hard at their jobs to get their pets or themselves outdoors as much as they should. This can lead to a serious depression and all the attendant problems. Every good pet therapist should be able to recognize the signs of cabin fever in his pet. After being confined indoors for even a few days, dogs and cats will experience the same type of mood swings that people experience. After days of being housebound, a cat or dog may become terribly bored, and he may take out all of his aggression and depression on his owner, his home, or even himself. So even if the weather's bad, you know, there's always a way. You can always play monkey in the middle in a hallway, do staircase sprints, puppy push-ups, doggy sit-ups. There's always ways to keep your pets mentally stimulated, even if you can't get them outside for those long walks. Take a look at life from their point of view, invent some games, and have a great time. No cabin fever. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Good day, sunshine. Good day. The top stories of the day in our sights here, the Doug Steffen way of proclaiming superiority over the rest of those programs that just give you the news, blah, 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 blah. Here, we do blah, 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 and then Jennifer comments, Roberta comments, Kenny comments, you comment.
So does that mean more blah, blah, blahs for your dollar?
Yeah, we have more blahs for the buck here.
I love a good value.
More blahs or more bucks for your blog or your blah.
That's true.
Whatever. All right, so speaking of blah, the crisis in the Ukraine turned into a domestic dispute. Lawmakers in Crimea voted in favor of leaving the country and having Russia take them over. There's a story floating around, not many people are paying attention to, that the Russians have bribed the voters in the Crimean parliament to go in their direction. The Russians want Crimea back again because it's a great seaport. It's a destination, vacation destination, beautiful area, a lot of good farmland. They don't care about the rest of the Ukraine because it's still compromised because of Chernobyl from, 30 years ago? How many years ago did Chernobyl blow up? Anybody remember?
It had to have been in the early 80s, right?
It was maybe even earlier than that. But that area, which is about 35, 40 miles from Kiev, has created... How many? It was 86 when it happened, Michael? Thank you. All right, so that was 28 years ago. So in 28 years, that stuff doesn't blow away.
No.
How long does it take for nuclear waste to dissipate?
And do you want to be the first guys to see if it has? I mean, I'm throwing it out. Like, if you're going to do
it. Take a pass on that thing.
Yeah, I don't think I want to be the first.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. The only thing interesting that happened at the CPAC conference yesterday was Mitch McConnell walked in with a gun.
What? What?
McConnell.
Oh, that crazy Mitch McConnell.
He walked on stage brandishing a rifle. His decision to carry the firearm had a purpose, he said. He handed it to Senator Tom Coburn from Oklahoma, who was giving the NRA's Courage Under Fire Lifetime Achievement Award. So there you go. Mitch McConnell packing heat. That looks pretty intimidating in and of itself. Ted Cruz was there speaking, Marco Rubio. However, the man that seemed to create the most interest was Chris Christie. He's not exactly a Tea Party favorite. They call him a rhino. There ought to be a song or a TV show or something like that. They call him a rhino. I think that'd be a good television program. Who could star in that?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
Why are you laughing at me?
Who do you think could star in it?
They call me a rhino. I think Selleck would be a good... He's basically cut out of that cloth.
He's conservative, yeah.
Yeah. That word gets misused, but he's a gun guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'd be good in that. All right, so anyway, I just wanted you to know what was going on. There's a lot of stuff this week. Normally, I don't do a lot of Washington stuff, but I think there are some interesting... The most amusing thing was the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Darrell Issa.
Mm-hmm. That was crazy.
Everybody's heard the audio. Now, did you hear that late yesterday, Mr. Issa apologized to Elijah Cummings because he shut
the mic? He really should have, by the way.
Yeah, well, it didn't look good.
No.
It didn't sound good.
He could have said, we're through, you know, bring this up next.
Right.
You know, he could have said something like that.
Yeah, came across as a jerk.
It's just, who knows? Who knows what was surrounding it? He was ready to go home. I don't know. But it just sounded bad.
He said, bad
for him.
He said, as chairman, I should have been more sensitive to the mood of what was going on. And I take responsibility for that.
That's a good answer. What else can you do?
I could have offered to reopen the hearing and allowed Mr. Cummings to make a second statement. Cummings issued a statement saying he accepted the apology and he hoped that we move forward and that we will seek resolution rather than unnecessary conflict. That's good. Yeah, there's a lot of unnecessary conflict, and that's the reason nothing's getting done. The military sexual assault bill. How many people have been following this? Roberta? Jennifer?
No.
No, really? It's pretty compelling stuff. There are two sides to this. There's a brigadier general who was having an affair with somebody. They got his blungas in a blunga, if you know what I mean. And now he's being charged. It's a pretty nasty case. But this bill is generally, it was introduced by Senator Gillibrand of New York. It was generally supposed to remove military commanders from deciding whether allegations of sexual assault by their subordinates would be prosecuted by the military or in the public, and this bill was to have them tried in a regular civilian court. So there were a lot of people, interesting group of people who were for it. A lot of all the presidential contenders on the Republican side for 2016 signed right on. Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, right onto this bill. What about McCain? What do you think? Nope, we're not messing with the military. So these guys don't look... This is bad PR for guys like that. I don't think you get in the way, at least if I were sort of advising them, I'd say, yep, get on board, push this, this is a good thing. You'll be seen as an old curmudgeon and a military sort of guy. And they apparently didn't pay much attention. I thought it was interesting Carl Levin was against it. He said the evidence shows that removing the authority from our commanders would weaken, not strengthen, our response to this problem. Really? I don't understand that thinking. Anybody want to take a shot at that thinking?
No, it's weird.
I don't get that, frankly. All right. California man lost $500,000 on Super Bowl weekend.
Bet on the Broncos, eh? Bummer.
Well, he's suing the hotel, the Las Vegas Hotel and Casino, alleging he was too drunk and he ought not to have been allowed to gamble.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
Give it a rest, buddy.
Mark Johnston claims he was the victim of a Las Vegas hustle in which the casino serves him too many drinks. He was drunk, and he kept playing blackjack.
That's called Vegas.
That's called stupid.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that's funny. That was the weekend I was there. I wonder if I saw him. What hotel?
Las Vegas Hotel and Casino.
Oh, the LVH. Okay.
Yeah, right. He said in an interview yesterday, quote, just picture a drunk walking the street. Someone pickpockets and takes his money from him. That's how I characterize this event. I'm not a sore loser. I've lost a half a million dollars. This is about you guys in Vegas almost killing me. What if I had gone to bed that night and threw up on myself and choked and died?
Oh, then that's your problem. Say no. It's not like those cocktail waitresses are forcing those drinks down your throat, you know?
Where do these people come from?
A little responsibility.
That is so typical, though.
God.
Well, you know, they forced me to drink those drinks.
Okay.
Take out my money, put it on the table.
Say 17, bet it all on 17.
Take those cards.
Those of you who like cars.
Horrible.
I have really become, people are teasing me, I'm driving a Dodge Challenger. I have taken a liking. Yeah, I am, actually, seriously. I rent a lot of cars this time of year as I'm flying around back and forth. So I got a Dodge Challenger. What do you mean, seriously? Why did you ask it that way? Seriously? What does that mean? Seriously? It's a lot of fun, actually. And so and one of the guys in the farm said, what's the matter with you? To me yesterday. I said, what do you mean? He says, what, haven't you grown up? I love cars, and I love to drive fast. I've always loved cars, and I've always loved to drive fast. And I don't, when you're driving a tractor down the road about 22 miles an hour, not too fast. I don't drive my pickup trucks around fast. So every once in a while, just for the heck of it, I rent a fast car. And so, you know, and I find myself as I'm driving around kind of, you know, moving it, I have to remember that there are police around here who actually pay attention to that. You can drive any way you want to in California. A white guy in a black car, nobody, the police pay no attention. You can do anything you want. If you're a black guy in a red car, you get stopped at every corner. But a white guy...
I don't know if that's fair.
I think it's very fair.
I don't think that's fair.
I live here. Or a Hispanic guy. More likely a Hispanic guy driving a red car.
I think it's a numbers game. There are hardly any white people left in L.A., so I think that's, I think that's the numbers that you're looking at.
Well, that could be it. So the reason I'm talking about this is because there's a story today at DougStephan.com about, this is pretty unpleasant actually, the first Dodge Vipers, really cool cars, are getting crushed at junkyards. The car was not basically built for the American market, the first ones, the Vipers that had all kinds of stuff. I mean, these cars were really loaded up. For some reason, they didn't ever make them so that they basically fit into the U.S. What are they? U.S. What's the department that does... The checks that make sure that all the cars and stuff are the standards. What department does that? So, no. There's another. Not the EPA. Anyway, so it didn't have Chrysler Vipers didn't have all this stuff. So they're bringing them in. These are the pre-production models before they actually became commercial. So they brought them into the junkyards and they're crushing them. These cars are worth $250,000 a piece. And Chrysler
says... Why are they doing that, then?
I don't know. I don't understand this. There's something about this I don't get, Kenny.
These cars were given to colleges all over the country to be used for educational purposes. I don't know what that means. I don't know why a college needs a Dodge Viper.
Right.
But they were... This was before they went out into production.
Yeah.
So they didn't have emission systems and some other safety features.
Right. Like, there was no speed limiter. So two of the cars managed to make it to roads, and big shock, they were involved in accidents. Chrysler owned the cars, liable for damages. Lawsuits cost them millions of dollars. They said, okay, we're not putting these on the street, so we're going to junk them. I thought they could rebuild them or do something with them. Now, that was the cool car. That is a cool
car. The Viper was a cool-looking car. It was always in the weird colors, too.
That's another car that could really move. Move. 15 before the hour. We're moving into the television zone. Jennifer Horn gives us that update in a moment here on Good Day.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawnford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring, and another in late spring, strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how GEICO's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the GEICO app.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. We're going to start off with a word today, and the word is afraid. And then we're going to begin to fill in the blanks. So what I'd like you to do is fill in the blank using the word afraid before it. What word are you going to be putting in front of it? I am afraid. Now I want you to think about all the things that you are afraid of. And I want you to make a list of them. And once again, if you have a pencil and paper, do it there. If you're driving, just do it in your mind. Because here's something very, very interesting. I guarantee that all the things that you are afraid of, you have never done. That's right. All the things that you are afraid of, you have never done. And the only reason that you are afraid of them is because you just fill in the blanks. So here's what I want you to do. Think about everything that you said that you were afraid of and find out why. Find out what makes you afraid. Then have the courage to overcome them. Then have the pleasure of getting them achieved and no longer being afraid. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Shower caps are in hotel showers so you can keep your hair dry, but I find it difficult to wash my hair while wearing one. Hotel concierge is a French word. When I need a .com for booking hotels, I go to hotels.com. It's on the internet at hotels.com.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
All right, let's get to the television report. I said earlier, Peter Facinelli, Roberta's cousin, former Twilight star and Nurse Jackie actor, starring in a new NBC television show called Odyssey, which is going to film here in Framingham. Why? I don't know. You'd have thought they'd gone down to New Orleans. You telling us that story on the air or off the air about New Orleans?
I think off the air that they did a survey of new movies last year, and most movies, believe it or not, were made in New Orleans last year, followed by Canada, California, and New York. So New Orleans is, well, Louisiana in particular, is number one for movie making in the country now.
Good revenue for them.
Yeah. All right, so this show is called Odyssey. It follows three families entangled in a military conspiracy by way of a female soldier, a corporate attorney, which Facinelli plays, and a political activist. Why are they filming it here, though? That's, I don't know.
Why not?
It's kind of weird.
All right, in TV news.
Okay, more TV news. Jennifer!
NBC playing hardball when it comes to tonight's
show. They look like a bunch of fascists.
Yeah,
really,
this story started circulating yesterday afternoon. According to TMZ, network executives have warned celebrities, agents, and publicists that if their clients appear on another network show, daytime or nighttime, they will not be allowed to come on Jimmy Fallon's program.
That's stupid.
Insiders claim the network is okay with stars going on Today or Dateline because it's NBC, but shows on CBS and ABC are off limits. So if you're an NBC star, NBC programming only. Makes them look really bad.
Is it NBC people or is it people from any network, a movie or anything else?
I believe that it's NBC people that especially targeted, because how else would they have any traction? Because if you're going to go on Jimmy Kimmel, you probably aren't going to go on Jimmy Fallon for the same thing.
Right.
So there you go.
All right.
Patricia Arquette will star in a new CSI spinoff, which will be set in the FBI's cybercrime division.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. The pilot will air as an episode of CSI later this season.
Yeah. Good. All right. Let's see. What else have we got here? Oh, MTV Movie Awards. Yeah. Conan O'Brien host, big deal.
Hi,
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com. We'll talk about a couple of things, where the bargains are this week, whether they're domestic or overseas. Plus, United's new carry-on policy. Is it about safety or making money? Tom Parsons from Best Fares in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424. Or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit nasacort.com.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus seven moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
All right. The talk this week about United's new carry-on policy. If your carry-on is too big for the overhead, they'll charge you to stow it with the rest of the luggage. It used to be that if you couldn't get it in overhead, they'd gate check it. At least most airlines would. And you wouldn't have to pay for it. So is this a scam to make more money? And if United's doing it, does everybody else do it?
Well, I think they've actually been doing it, especially during busy travel seasons like spring break, summer, and holidays. People try to bring those little roller bags that have, you know, have that double zipper on it where it expands out like an accordion.
Yeah.
And that's one of the first flags they look for. Because right now that bag is with one zipper, will probably fit in no problem, but when they see the double one expanding as far as out as possibly can, they know that's a flag to pull you over. But I used to call them the Gestapo baggage police. All the airlines do it, Delta, American, United. But United came out and told everybody. Now, I do know if they're going to try to catch you through TSA first. And so when you see some nice lady and some nice guy handing you a little quart bag saying, oh, do you need a quart bag for your liquids? That's really that person's eyeing everything you got on you. Do you have 4,000 bags in your hand? Mm-hmm. Is your bag overexpanded? And then they'll kick you right out of the line before you even get to through security. Because remember, once you get to the gate, they take you to, I'm not sure, are they taking a, I can't believe they're going to take you back through security to take you so you can check that bag. They're probably going to have their own little special desk. Yeah. And remember, every time they catch one of you, that's an extra $25 in their pocket. They catch, you know, they have some gal sitting there for an hour and she catches 20 people. Well, you know, she's making $500
an hour. So if I got a chance to fly another airline that goes the same place, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, well, again, I think every airline's going to enforce the baggage. I mean, right now, it's very limited space. The overheads really are starting to expand a little bit more. But there's a lot of those airplanes.
The newer planes have a little more room in them.
Yeah, but the older planes, it's still kind of tight up there. And and that puts, and you also got to remember, too, when you come in there with a, you know, U-Haul and try to get it on the overhead, you can't get it in there. You know, it does slow down the system. And it's also
it really does, right. Okay, so what are the deals? You have some specials that may affect us in the next month or so?
Yeah, actually, you know, I'm still saying Europe. This one just came back from yesterday, I think. And it's Milan. Well, Milan takes you right in the center part of Europe. You really got to look buying two tickets to one to New York JFK. But this week we're still seeing Milan for $449. We booked it for April 2nd, coming back on April 9th. $449 out of New York. But if you buy a second ticket from either Los Angeles or San Francisco or Boston or somewhere, and you add those two numbers again together, you'll probably save an average of $400, $500, $600 per person, and that goes all summer long, especially during the peak summertime. So look at buying two round trip tickets, and then all the way back home, why not visit the Big Apple for one or 2 days? It's a great city to be.
All right. There's the advice. Check out all the deals for Doug Stephan listeners at bestfares.com. 59 Path.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.